the Adjutor and the Astar. I introduced this text on festival last week, Matthew 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heavens, literally reading it, suffereth violence. And literally, violent men, or the violent, seize it. The third word up there. The adjutai suffereth violence. The astai, forceful men. And forceful men seize. Forceful men seize it. Literally, seize it forcefully. Double speaking the truth. And not only are forceful men forcibly treating the kingdom, they are forcefully seizing it. Harpazousin suffereth violence. Violent ones seize violently. That's about as much violence as you can cram into one sentence, isn't it? And that's what Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven is. It suffereth violence. It can handle it. And violent ones seize it. Remember 1 Samuel 14? Let me give you a couple of illustrations. The Philistines are terrorizing God's people. Don't even bother to turn. I'm in a hurry. And Jonathan is sitting out there, and he has an armor bearer. I preached a whole message on this once, so you should remember it. And Jonathan looks over at his armor bearer. All the rest of Israel is cowering in fear, much like the days of Goliath. Jonathan looks at his armor bearer and says, "Let you and me go over to the camp of the Philistines." Two of them. "That's you and me. Go over to the camp of the Philistines." Give me a little sound. It may be the Lord will work for us. Now we read those stories and we see little colored flannel board cutouts. Jonathan, his armor bearer, stuck on some soft flannel. No wonder that you grow up with a wrong idea of Christianity. And the Philistines, arms going every direction, legs, just mass, heads, legs, arms, armor, spears. And Jonathan said, "Let's, you and me, go over to the camp of the Philistines." That's the way most of them learn their Bible stories. Flannel board characters. almost sacrilegious to make warriors for God stick on flannel. And at the very least, let's get some corkboard and put thorns and briars and nails behind them and stick them on with some impact. Put some flesh and blood on it. He had the promises of God. He was a descendant of those who came in under Joshua that said, I'll root out all of your enemies before you. There'll not be a person be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Well, God, show me and then I'll move. Like me in my sick bed, heal me so I can go tell the people you healed me. As if he's dependent upon one more story being told. As if he hasn't healed enough to prove the point already. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Forceful, violent one. Seize it by force. We're talking about every handle by which the kingdom of God is seized. Promises. That's the only way you seize the kingdom of heaven. Is faith action takes hold of a promise that defies the circumstance. It suffers violence. Violent ones take it. Seize it violently. Put flesh and blood on these two guys. God's still the same. God's word's still on the shelf. They're sitting there like the rest of the Israelites. Big escarpment down in between. I mean, a valley in between, the escarpment on the other side. And he says to the armor bearer, I repeat, let you and me go over to the camp of the Philistines. Now, this ain't like going down to the Grand Slam Club. Where Rodney King was last night, apparently, before he got arrested. I get amused at the current mood on these trials. I hate the cops. And I think they should have been sent up for 100 years for doing what they did to Rodney King if he was a direct descendant of Satan, which he isn't. But those guys who did it to the other guy ought to go up for 100 years, too. Just because the first guy didn't doesn't justify screaming about the second. But I admire the ability of people to use rhetoric and say we shouldn't. We should believe the photograph in regard to the cops, and we shouldn't believe it in regard to the other guys. I hate cowardice on all fronts. I hate cowards that are intimidated by the crowds. I think that woman that shot the abortion doctor ought to have her private part sewed up with barbed wire, strung up from a bridge, and spun for 3 hours. Then shot. And all of this social injustice that continues to abuse the Constitution is Satan's way of so turning the people off on the Constitution that it'll be taken away and Antichrist will be in without hardly a whimper. But that's another subject. They weren't at the Grand Slam Club, or weren't going to go there, like, let's go down to the club and have a good time. Let's go over to the camp of the Philistines. They want to kill us. There's tens of thousands of them
But we're two.
Plus tens of thousands of armor bearers like you. And I'm a poet too and don't know it. Tens of thousands of them, but we be two. Tens of thousands of armor bearers, just like you. Let's you and me. Do you realize what it does to a preacher to know that congregations are dead to these truths because they know them so well? Oh, well, we know how it turned out, so it wasn't much risk. Tell that to the guy I read about a few weeks ago whose parachute didn't open when he was jumping, but he still didn't die. You one of those lucky ones, you know, that landed in such a way that didn't kill him. So tell him, now that we know the end of the story, jump without a parachute next time. Nothing to it. You proved it. You fell. It didn't kill you. That's all. Go watch you do it again. Sunday afternoon entertainment. Let's you and me go over to the camp of the Philistines. All they want to do is kill us and cut our heads off and stick it on a spear and hold it up high and hoot at Israel. That's what they did. At least we'll get their hands wet with our blood. I want to get away from the flannel board image. You got it? Let's you and me go over to the camp of the Philistines. It may be. He wasn't even sure in his own spirit, even though God had spoken the truth. It may be. The Lord will work for us. Now, I tell you what, and the armor bearer said, whatever's in your heart, do it. I'll go with you. God, give me an army of armor bearers like that. And Jonathan said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go down this valley, over the other side, and there's an escarpment we have to climb. The Philistines are up on top. That gives us a real advantage. They're standing there with spears and arrows, and we got to climb and fight. Nothing like making it easy for the enemy. So when we get down in the valley and to the bottom of the escarpment, we'll shout something to those Philistines. And if they say a certain thing, we'll know that God is for us. Well, you know the end of the story. I used to take tours of the Holy Land, and that's one of the spots that's not on the tourist route. And I had to work a little to find it, pull off of the road through the uplands of Samaria, and head out toward the more barren hills that rise above Jordan River, and find this valley where there's a curve. And they got to the escarpment, and they shouted a certain thing, and the Philistines shouted what was the go signal in terms of Jonathan's fleece, and those Philistines started falling all over each other. They got so confused that they slew each other into the thousands and fled the place until ever after in history they were so confused in killing one another that the place came to be designated Mishmash, from which we get that slang word. They just became Mishmash. Violent men. That's not somebody, oh, Lord, show me what to do. Now, Lord, I get his message. I listen every night on radio. He truly does feed me, Lord. Now, you show me, should I support him? You silly, dumb ass for Jesus. You've been elevating the wrong part of your anatomy too long and calling it prayer. God already showed you what to do about supporting him. Let him that's taught in the Word, koinonia is the word in the Greek. I'm sorry that most people can't read it in the fundamentalist world. Jointly participate with him that teaches you in all good things. And the Greek is material things. I already told you. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That doesn't have anything to do with masturbation and pimples. I told you I didn't have a message today. I'm so tired of people abusing God's Word. Text without context, as one preacher said, without co-text is error. Right in the middle of God's teaching on giving. Let him that taught in the Word share materially with the one that taught him in all good things, and be not deceived. Literally in the Greek, God will not be sneered at. You cannot fool him or mock him. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sow to the Spirit, you love the Spirit, reap corruption. I'm sorry, you can put your money where you want to put it. That boats are neither going to float on the lake of fire nor be admitted into heaven. Buy all you want, but it will not give you eternal life. So to the Spirit, and literally in the Greek, the Spirit of life will reap a harvest of life eternal for you, like a catalyst necessary to turn the Holy Spirit loose, laying up treasures in heaven. You share it with the one who teaches you. Doesn't matter if I'm as rich as Howard Hughes and as mean as Scrooge. You get the Word of God from me, I'm your deposit box by God's designation. Well, he couldn't affect you. Well, he did. And the proof. Oh, do you know how many people in this world wish that God had enlightened somebody other than me in the Scripture? Well, up your nose with my cigar, God chose me. Now, violent men seize the kingdom. David, he's just a boy. Goliath is mocking him every day. Saul and all of his thousands are sitting over there in humiliation. David, the shepherd boy. And again, we've seen flannel lions and flannel bears and flannel Davids. Flannel graph images carrying on fights that don't bleed. I don't even know how many in this Los Angeles audience have ever seen a bear, much less a lion. Except in a silly zoo. You ever had a bear stand up on his hind legs and growl and look at you? Or a lion go into that crouch and yellow-eyed glare? This boy had killed him barehanded. He said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" He talked kind of graphically, like, I mean, he starts right out describing this Philistine private parts. That's my kind of man, man. He puts him down where it belongs. Nothing like attacking a man's. I mean, he knows how inadequate he is, but there's nothing like telling the world about it. I mean, here's this big giant standing over there, talking God's people. Here comes David. "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" Starts describing his diddly-dee. Right off the bat, man. That's the way to go, Adam. Stab him in the crotch. I'm so sick of these. Well, there's an Armageddon coming, and the saints are going to go through great tribulation, and we're going to be joyous throughout it. Give me a real man and woman for Jesus. The violent take it, and the kingdom suffereth it, and they take it violently. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Challenging God's people. I'll go circumcise him, starting at the neck level. He circumcised him. Cut his head right off. If you get past the flannel graph images, most Christians would gag even thinking about it. He took his own sword and did it too. Ha 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 ha! Oh boy, there's symbolism in that. Man, oh man. What's the matter with you, you dead? Holding a bloody thing up there. This is the thing that was mouthing obscenities toward us. You too tender stomached. Suffer of violence. Violent ones. Seize it violent. That's Old Testament. Okay? Try new. First Corinthians. No. It's there too. One of 10 places in the English, 5 in the Greek. Let's go to 1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12. Paul's talking to a young preacher. Fight the good fight of faith. The first word being used, agonizu. I'm just going to write it in English letters to speed it up. A-go-ni-zu. Only place it's used in the New Testament. But its root, a-g-no-z-no-my. That is 7 times in the New Testament in its roots. We get agonized from it. We get agony from it. And there are 2 words here in the Greek for this verse. Fight the good fight, the first word, agonizu. The good fight, agona. That occurs more frequently in the New Testament. Agona. 2 different words. Just like suffereth violence and violent one sees violently, you agonize, to use the cognate, you agonize. The good agony of faith. How can you do that with belief? Belief happens. Belief is really involuntary. Whether you realize it or not, it occurs in the response to evidence. It doesn't become faith until the will gets involved and seizes this part of belief and says, I'm hanging on it and acting on it. And then you become a violent one, seizing the kingdom violently. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on Ephelabu. Grab hold of life eternal. How do you do that? You grab hold of the promises. You do what Jonathan did. You do what David did. You do what I did. This is what I was testifying to, and it will repeat in today's festival at 2 o'clock, as on Tuesday afternoon, following a violent struggle of faith on Monday night, I determined to seize God's promise or die in the effort. I'm telling you it's true for everything we do for God. We're not going to take the world by sitting back and admiring how God does it through us. We're going to take the world when you, like armor bearers, get up and at risk violently seize the door that God has opened, violently take His promises, violently start living by it, forcefully. It suffers violence. It can handle it. Problem is, the church has lost its violent edge. I want this church to get it back. Now it's my offering time. Get up here. You don't understand what I've taught you today, you're beyond hope. You that understand it, start doing something about it. What's the new song I told you to learn? I Would Not Be Denied. You guys ready with it?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're ready or not. I'm glad to see that you ushers are ready and waiting. Do you understand anything I've said to you today?
Yes, sir.
You understand this is my offering?
Yes, sir.
You put some silly check in made out to somebody else, we're sending it back to you. Clear?
Yes, sir.
Don't want any tainted money. Headed the wrong direction. You don't trust me with your money. I don't trust you in this church. There's something wrong with you. You're judging me by yourself. Got that?
Yes, sir.
Have I made myself clear enough today?
Yes, sir.
Aren't you glad I'm well?
Yes, sir.
I would not be denied.